This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, Amazon, how about this, man? They're rolling out delivery vans in these neighborhoods that are going to be making weird sounds, very special but very bizarre sounds as they are zipping around in your neighborhood.
Why?
Why?
I mean, unless you're playing the ice cream song, I don't want to hear a truck making sounds.
I'll tell you this. This is a new problem that basically electric cars have, and that is that they don't make noise depending on how fast they go. And, of course, these vehicles, when they go under 18.6 miles per hour, they, which is what, you know, they need to make some noise because you can't hear them. So they're going to make, like, these little alien sounds instead. Whenever it speeds up, it makes more noise and a different noise. Since it doesn't make noise on its own, they had to program a noise in.
You're going to save money. Just have them all listen to Ludacris's Move, Bitch, Get Out the Way.
Oh, really?
They're slowing down. Just hit that song and then see what happens.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think that works.
That's a very wonderful thing.
It's a very wonderful thing.
I'll let you hear this, and then we can put that in contrast to the Ludacris song, and we'll see which one's the better one that we want in our lives. There's a YouTube video that you can catch on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com, and it lets you hear the sound of these alien vehicles that Amazon's going to be using.
I'd just be thinking, what stupid movie are you watching in your car?
Yeah, if you know what, any old Star Trek fan might remember this. It reminds me of the first alien planet that we ever saw Star Trek people land on. They had these flowers that made that sound when they vibrated. And it really sounds very similar to what that van sounds like.
Yeah, seems very peaceful. That might actually make me more at peace with getting hit by their van.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know what? Still, Ludacris or...
I'm going Ludacris.
Yeah. Listen, you're going to have to get used to these.
That or one of those the DJ horn thing. Bah, 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 thing that we were talking about yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah.
I'd play it, but my box is dead.
Oh, no. Your sound effects are gone?
Yeah, nothing's working. I don't know what's going on.
Don't tell me that's it. Don't tell me it's last leg.
Hey.
Something happened.
Could that be a good sign? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I heard something electric. That's weird that nothing's showing up, but it really sounded like you plugged and unplugged something.
It's amazing that when you put in, like, actual effort in the morning to, like, get certain sound effects, because you're like, oh, okay, we got this stupid story. I'm going to have these stupid sound effects, and then that's the one day where the box doesn't work. All that work for nothing, BJ.
I'm sorry, man. I know what that's like. Well, not doing work.
I was going to say.
Wait. But I know what it's like to be disappointed.
Ba, 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 ba. How's it going, kid?
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, that's what
I'll
I want.
I'll just be your box today.
Yeah. Pardon me?
What?
That does not sound right. Amazon's going to have 100,000 of these vehicles on the road, Steve. So do you want that? I do not.
I do.
All right. I wasn't going to say anything. I am so happy your box doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. That's the sound.
I am not happy that Vicky works in this show. I don't know what I hate worse, because you guys were talking about this yesterday. I said, maybe if I don't say anything, they'll be like, you know, what children do and just forget about it.
Right.
Because I may hate that sound more.
You hate
than,
that?
Oh, I hate that sound.
Why?
Because it's obnoxious to my ears.
It just makes me think it's time to party.
Yeah. It makes me think it's obnoxious to my ears.
Yeah, sounds like someone just scored a goal.
Yeah. Again, it makes me, you know, I'd rather just have people go, woo, go, like they do in soccer. Why can't they do that in hockey instead of, meh, 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 meh? And even the way I do it is, I think, a lot better than what the real sound is like.
Well, and someone brought up a good point. I mean, you got to feel bad for the driver. That's going to be an annoying sound that they have to hear all the time.
What if they can't hear it? What if, you know, with their windows up, we're the only ones that can hear it?
Wouldn't I thought they were playing deaf drivers. I'm like, I don't know if that's even safe.
Oh, well, if that's the case, I'll always have a job. 100,000 of these vehicles on the street, Steve.
Yep.
I mean, it's pretty wild. Amazon is going to be what they thought Taco Bell would be. And was it Demolition Man?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, Amazon is everywhere. It's just crazy. And look at these guys with electric trucks, too. I mean, they're doing everything. How can you be mad at them for, like, having a bunch of trucks on the road that are all electric, which is what everybody wants us to do?
I joked about them having the ice cream music playing, because I get just as excited when that Amazon truck turns into our development, like when the ice cream truck guy comes, because it's just like, ooh, could it be for me?
Yeah. And boy, it's so disappointing. And then I hate my neighbor, because my neighbor seems to really be getting more smiles than I am. They seem to get so many deliveries.
Well, maybe you need to order more stuff.
I think you're right.
You can control that narrative.
You know, but I thought I ordered enough. I really thought I was over-ordering. And then my neighbor.
So I said they should just use that fun car sound that the Jetsons has.
Oh.
That one.
I like that. I thought that's what it would be like. That's sort of like. Can we hear that sound again, Joe? Is it possible to hear the sound of the new Amazon vans that are electric? And since they don't make sound, they had to create a sound so that people wouldn't get hit by them. Will we start equating this with, like, Pavlovian good feelings?
Oh, like, oh, crap. Amazon's here.
Yeah.
Man, Christmas season's going to be a weird time, though, because every neighborhood's going to have that sound.
Yeah. I mean, like, when I hear the McDonald's sound banner, whatever they call it, the sound... they have a name for it. I mean...
Jingle?
They call them something different when they're short like that. Mm. They call them, like, sound somethings. They're like, I don't know.
Burger stabs.
Yeah.
Burger stabs.
I like burger stab, yeah. So, it's, you know, it's like their logo, like sound logos. You know, it's like you, instead of looking at something and making your mind something, it's like, dun-dun-dun-dun, the sound that makes you just as like, oh, that's McDonald's. And so, will we like this because we know the good stuff's coming? Because we think it's weird now, but the good stuff comes when you hear that noise.
I kind of hope for Christmas they change it to like Santa's sleigh bells.
That would be really cool. We got a waitress that did something pretty incredible that potentially saved a boy's life. Steve's going to tell you. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks.
Hi,
guys. Thanks to Advanced Hair Restoration for giving us the Migs Report. And, you know, if you have some hair issues, today would also be a good day. Put on a baseball cap or a beret or one of those paperboy hats. It's National Hat Day.
Oh, paperboy
hat. A fedora.
I want to put on, like, one of those newspaper sailor caps people used to make. You remember those?
Those are way back in the day. Newspaper. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I was always, like, envious when this is way back in the 60s and even earlier, where people could take a newspaper and make, like, a sailor cap. I don't know how they were able to do it, but I was always envious.
It's origami, bitch. That's how they figured
it out. I know
how
to do that.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Vicky, would you make me a newspaper paper? Make me a newspaper hat.
Do we even make newspapers? Do we need to make a newspaper?
There's some big paper in the other room.
Oh, okay. We could probably buy a newspaper. I think that there's still newspapers.
I like that Vicky is leaving the show to go do this for you.
Can you imagine the great job she has? She doesn't realize that we are only kidding.
Right.
She's just like, well, this is what I want to do now, so I'm going to go do it. How does she get this job?
We've asked for, like, information that, like, is pertinent to whatever we're talking about, and she takes her time, maybe just assumes that Danny or Joe's going to do it so she doesn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, never does it.
Grab a paper hat and she's gone.
Yeah, I mean, it is unbelievable. It's like we're doing a show. I really don't want a stupid hat. It was a joke.
Crap, I should have led with it's also National Bagel Day. Maybe she would have ran and got us bagels.
Oh, you know.
That would have been a way better decision.
Yeah, good call.
That's important.
Next time we have to try that.
All right, well, I'm going to enjoy myself a salt bagel today. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it's National Bagel Day.
Nice.
Wear my hat. It's also National Strawberry Ice Cream Day.
Is it really National Bagel Day?
Yes.
Why didn't you lead with that with the stupid hats?
That's what I just said. I did not know that Vicky was going to go through
this. Hold on, let's try it.
Vicky, it's also National Bagel Day.
Boy, so. I remember when I used to have bagels on, like when I worked in Rochester. Every day we had bagels. What do you think, Vic?
She's not even listening. She's busy.
She's making a stupid hat. You know, Vicky, I don't really care about the hat.
I mean, it's impressive. She's making it really quick.
Yeah, look at that. I don't know how she got this job.
There you go.
I really don't want it on my head.
That's
I don't want it. And it's not a bagel.
You gotta take a picture of that. It looks good.
It's a great hat.
You said you wanted it.
It's really nice.
I also said I wanted a bagel and to win Powerball. Where are you with that, B?
I can get you a bagel.
I'll take a large fries and a medium Coke, please, sir.
Okay.
That's a fancy hat. All right, let's talk about this waitress who is the hero of the day. This story is pretty incredible. Her name is Flaviani.
Okay, that's not her name.
Flaviani.
Right, Flaviani?
Flaviani? You're the one who did this for me.
Flaviani
Carvalho.
Wow, what nationality is that?
I think she's Russian.
Oh, man. Flaviani is going to be the next. Sarah, that's your new name. Flaviani. I'm changing it legally.
This lady's a hero because she noticed that there was a boy eating some food with her, with the kid's parents, and was like, I don't think things are okay with this boy because, well, the family, the mom and the dad, they're eating food, but the boy's not. And they're like, oh, well, what's going on? Doesn't your son want some food? And they're like, no, he's not hungry. She also noticed that there's some bruises and scratches on his face and arms, and she started getting a little concerned about it. So what she did was, when the parents weren't looking, because the parents were sitting on one side of the table, the boy was on the other side of the table, she made a sign that said, are you okay? And the kid, I guess, apparently gave her the nod like, no, I'm not.
Ooh, nice move.
And she alerted the authorities, and they came and said that, things could have gotten really bad for this kid based on just what he looked like and how things were going. But here she is talking about that sign.
So thank God he was sitting in the only chair that I was able to show him a sign because he could see me, but the parents don't.
And Carvalho said that she called 911. The cop showed up, and they had to thank her for her quick thinking.
If Ms. Carvalho would not have said something when she saw it, that little boy would probably not be with us much longer.
We have to thank her. She is the one who is responsible for ensuring that this child has a chance.
Damn.
I know, dude. It's unbelievable to me. Now, I don't know if it's foster situation or biological, but how do you do that to your own kid where he's close to death's door, like they say?
Yeah, dude, that just makes me so angry happy that there's a woman that was paying attention, like Ms. Carvalho, that decided to let the authorities know, hey, something's up with this. You should probably check it out.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, they really ought to hire her because she's got good instincts. I don't know if I would have noticed.
Who should hire her? The cops?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's quite a
dude,
promotion.
I mean,
you went from waitress to FBI agent.
Well, she was able to notice like the subtle signs, and she was able to secretly communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good skills, man.
At least give her a nice hookup on like a tip or something.
Okay. Well, look, you know what?
But no, I like
small.
The idea of making her an FBI agent.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
that's pretty
She's
awesome.
She's going to be an FBI agent.
Those are great stories because it's nice when people do look out for each other. You always hear about like it takes a village type of a thing.
Yeah.
When people are looking out for other people, because I got to give a shout out. I don't know her name. But it was a lady that works over at the Safeway on Shaw Road in Puyallup. My wife was leaving the Safeway with the groceries. And while she's unloading the groceries into her car, I guess there was like this creepy dude just staring at my wife.
Oh, really?
Like, and was getting closer and closer to where the employee for Safeway went up to my wife and said, hey, do you need some help putting the groceries into your car? My wife's like, oh, no, I'm good. But then she's like, no, I think I should help you. And then whispered, there's a weird guy watching you right now.
Is that when your wife said, no, this is my husband?
Right. Typically, that's what she would say.
Yeah. Say, he's fine. He looks like that all
the time. That's why they always have signs asking her if she's okay.
No, dude, that's really cool because, again, I don't know if I would notice that. Like, that's another person pretty aware.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then once my wife got stuff in the car, got into her car, and she's like, you know what, let me just hit the lock button just in case, you know. And then when she hit the lock, she looks up, the guy's standing right by her door.
No, he's not.
Yeah. They eventually called the cops and all that, but massive shout out to the employee over at the Safeway that was just looking out for a random customer just trying to unload their groceries in their car.
God, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
That really is. I don't know what's going on with you, weird dude, but you gotta cut that crap out.
Well, yeah, I would like to for him not to do stuff like that.
I mean, me too. I'm trying not to like just say, you know, and go frontier justice on the guy. But if you don't know what you're doing, you need mental health. And if you do know what you're doing, you probably still need mental help.
Thankfully, cops came and handled the situation.
Did they find the guy?
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah, he was still there.
Oh, that actually makes me feel better. Sometimes those guys go, oh, okay, I've been dimed out. I'm out.
No, they talked to him.
So then, I mean, he must have issues.
I don't know much else after that, but that we were told.
So what did they say to you?
Well, they said, you know what? I know you're married to her.
Yeah, but you're still.
But
dude.
You got to stop looking so creepy when you stand behind her.
Get in the car. Don't just stand by the door with her.
Man, you know what? I got to play the lottery so I don't have to work with you anymore.
Why? What'd I do?
Nothing. But what the lottery did is that there's about $1.4 billion in lottery jackpots that are up for grabs this weekend.
Joe, right? We set? Did you buy tickets?
We have one for tomorrow. Wait, today. Yes, today.
What about tomorrow?
I don't know about that one.
I gave you $20.
You got two. You got the Powerball and you got the Mega Millions. One's at 550. No, now it's at 640 million. And then the other one, which is tonight, 750.
I'm going to give you another $20. We can't miss out on that.
I think I bought $10 on each. So if the next pull is today and tomorrow, then we have both.
You have two chances.
Oh, my gosh. I hope you're right about that. You don't think he's just taking
Saturday's,
my money?
Saturday's drawing is the 35th draw in this jackpot run, which makes it the longest streak without a jackpot winner in Powerball history.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. Could this be our time, Joe? Woo!
What if I win both?
Wait a second. You're not going to win both. If at best, you're going to tie me and we'll split it.
I'm not sharing numbers and I'm not splitting it.
No, you don't understand. If we're getting our own separate numbers, you're going to pick the same ones I do because I'm winning. You better pick the numbers I do. You should ask Joe what we picked.
Well, shout out to this woman in North Carolina. She's been on the front lines as a nurse, handling all the crap that's going on with COVID-19. Apparently, she won $1 million in the lottery. How cool is that?
That's, I mean, if someone who deserves it, yeah.
She thought it wasn't real. She thought someone was playing a joke on her.
Damn.
$1 million. She plans on buying a new house, but she's going to be patient and think it through.
That's the best kind of joke that you think is played on you.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Of all the pranks that could be, that's the best one, because if it turns out not to be a prank, you're a millionaire.
Millionaire. Well, this weekend, we got some NFL playoffs. Tomorrow, you got L.A. taking on Green Bay.
Yeah.
Baltimore's taking on the Buffalo Bills. And on Sunday, Cleveland versus Kansas City and Tampa Bay versus the New Orleans Saints. That's what's happening with football. Screw you, BJ, and your Boston Bruins. They beat the Devils yesterday in a shootout.
Well, at least there's a shootout.
Yeah, but once it goes to a shootout, I know the Devils are going to lose because they suck at shootouts. It's so bad that my wife was just like, do they ever win in the shootout? And she never pays attention to the games, but she knows that I'm constantly bitching about the Devils losing in a shootout.
Yeah, sorry about that.
They don't know how to score in shootouts, guys. It's stupid.
I'm so sorry. If it weren't my Bruins, I would have a lot more empathy for you.
And but a quick shout-out to a Spokane Chief player. Used to play with the Chiefs, Ty Smith. He got drafted by the Devils. First NHL game ever. Scores a goal.
Oh, that's nice.
Off to a good
start. Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
He's the only guy that probably will score this season.
That's crazy. He's a defenseman. I think we need some guys on the offense.
Oh, your defenseman's your leading scorer. That's
that
perfect.
Would not be good. As far as weather, 50 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. Thank you, Puget Law Group, for giving us the Meeks Report.
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
On a map, which state is directly above Wyoming?
North Wyoming.
No.
Dakota? North Dakota?
No.
Montana.
Yes. You're a better man than me. I always forget about Montana. I've driven through the damn state to get here, and I still forget that it's north of Wyoming. Hey, you want a shot at beating Steve? Maybe there'll be more geography. Oh, wait, he got that right. Okay. Maybe this should be in Nunji, because he's good. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs. We'll do it at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs, because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills. And I, of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.